The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Austrians still leading the polls 1-0, 21 minutes gone in the Euros. The big game tonight, though, Ger Gilroy from Off the Ball, is the Netherlands against France. Or how big a game is this?
Well, two teams from our group, of course, who, you know.
Yes.
We were part of a very important part of their story, right?
Yes, I'm sure.
Remember those games against us.
The video that is made of their eventual Euros victory will include long sections about their battles with Ireland in the group stages to qualify.
It's a good question. How big a game is it? I mean, I think you just want to top the group because you get easier matches the whole way through, and you show some semblance of form, which obviously England are failing to do at the moment. So France have hammered the Netherlands in these games recently, and the Netherlands midfield has been ripped apart with injuries. So big question mark is whether or not Kylian Mbappe plays tonight. Mbappe is really interesting. Obviously came out. So Marcus Thuram made comments about the Front National, or whatever they're called now, the NR.
National Rally, yeah.
And Mbappe backed him with his comments. Didn't name the party, which was kind of getting around the French president saying, the French president of the Football Federation saying, "Here, lads, what are you doing? You're talking about politics. Stay neutral."
Yes.
And Mbappe was really strong about young people needing to go out and vote and using his platform. When you think about it, there's not much.
He talked about, was it kind of combating extremism and stuff, wasn't that it?
Yeah. So the forces are at the gate.
Yes, there's only one group of people he's talking about there.
Yeah, because the
quite obvious.
And you have to go and vote. So, you know, it's obviously ratcheted up the pressure on him as an individual and the team. And I don't remember that many footballers in particular using the opportunity and all of their celebrity to make a political point like this.
I was really impressed by it, I have to
say. Me too.
You know, like when you've got Lionel Messi out there dressing up like he's some Saudi prince.
Yeah.
Because there's so much money in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to say, it's refreshing.
It is. I mean, Cristiano has gone to Saudi to take the money.
Yeah.
Maybe Mbappe goes and takes the Saudi money in 10 years' time, but maybe he doesn't, you know? And maybe this is just the start of something. Thuram's a really interesting character. His father is Lilian Thuram, who's written 5 or 6 very dense books, anti-racism, who of course won a World Cup with France in 1998.
Has been on Off the Ball.
Yeah. Very impressive characters and family. So I'm now on Team France. I'm back in.
Yeah, you're back in. All right. So anyway, this is on tonight. We still don't know whether... So Mbappe, for people who are not really following, broke his nose in the first game, the opening game.
Really badly.
Yeah, like he fairly smashed his nose on the shoulder of a defender. And we don't know whether he's going to play with a mask or just not play.
Yeah, there's a strong possibility that he doesn't play. That they don't need him, and that maybe they just wait and give him the extra game time.
Yeah. Okay, so that is on tonight at, that's at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
8 o'clock. Can I ask, sorry, before we move on to just Irish sporting matters for the weekend, England, how bad are England?
I
don't see a lot of the games. They're on while I'm on air.
Obviously the TV's on in the corner there. I think that they're not as bad as...
Or do you think this is such an easy job I can just watch the TV?
Oh, I know you don't just rock up. Sorry, why is
I'm here since
laughing?
I'm here since 5 to 4.
Back on target, right? England, I think the problem is that the media massively overreacts to everything. And yes, they're also poor, so everything is heightened. Didn't play very well. It's the middle group game against the other best team in the group, who were no pushovers, who played quite well, you know.
But can I ask, is it just that they're kind of, they're looking a little flat, or is there something more fundamental?
Yeah, the tactics are wrong.
Oh, right, okay.
The tactics are wrong, and they're very conservative. So there's no ambition in the game plan. There's no identifiable style that you would say, this England team, you can set your watch to them, they do X, Y, and Z. There's players playing out of position. They're taking risks with players in positions that they haven't trialed before the tournament, you know. And if you're a brilliant manager, you can get away with that. But Southgate isn't a brilliant manager. He's just grand. He's kind of a middle manager who's been promoted slightly above a station, but who has had an incredible collection of players over the last 10 years who've reached like major tournament finals.
Mm. So this weekend, all of these football games are happening that you were talking last week to us about the need to avoid them, in other words.
Yeah. Win last week, don't have to play this week, get the week off.
Yes.
You know, rest your weary bones.
So what's the pick of them then this week?
Well, I guess we didn't expect... So Mayo went deep against Dublin.
Oh, it's a great end to that match.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Rare I'd say that now about a football qualifier. But it was a great finish to that match. Absolutely super.
Yeah. Mayo are playing Derry as a result.
Mm.
A Derry team who obviously we've written off because they've been absolutely abysmal. They've conceded stupid goals in games that were completely out of character with the team as they were previously.
But when you say previously is only a couple of months ago as well. So it's not like you're kind of harking back years here.
So, James, I don't know who on the football pod this week had Derry rated higher than Mayo in his power rankings, which means that, you know, if the power rankings are going to be true, they're going to win.
Yeah.
So
why even play the game? One wonders.
You wouldn't be terribly surprised if Mayo didn't follow up their performance last week with another one. But if they do, then Mayo are like back in dangerous floater territory with massive momentum, draw against the Dubs, win at home against Derry, roll into a quarter final. And then I don't think anybody wants to see them. So they won't play Dublin again, more than likely, which means that it's Kerry or it's Armagh, more than likely.
All right. Can I ask you before you go about the hurling, the quarterfinals?
Yeah, the shocking early time.
Yeah.
The hurling fraternity up in arms.
Well,
they feel like they've been sidelined.
As I said to you, Ger, before we came on air, I mean, the best way to avoid those shocking early times is just to win your provincial title and get straight through to a semi-final.
I believe that's the very definition of privilege that you're referring to there. Why can't they play under lights in the summer? Is there a problem in the ball, in the headlights?
No, I don't think so. Why would they? Unless, well, they play in the winter under lights. So I don't know, like, is it that...
Those games don't matter?
Yeah, but...
Like...
Yeah, I've never heard an argument as to why they wouldn't play under lights.
Travelling home from wherever at 9 o'clock, getting into the cars too. I don't understand that. Like, so these games...
Sure, the Leinster final was at 6 o'clock in the evening. You know what I mean? So, like, you're travelling back... Like, that was against Dublin. The Dubs are home already. But, like, we didn't get home till, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. It's grand.
No. Right. So it's past your... Well, you can't get a drink.
Well, sorry. The kids did all get McDonald's at about 10 o'clock at night in Kilcullen. So they were kind of hyper for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of part of the summer.
I think it is.
That's part of the experience.
I genuinely think it is. And
it actually is. It's great.
Put these games on. So there were a clash with the kickoff of the URC final, which was supposed to have a lot of Irish teams in it, but then they failed. So there was a reason from the television perspective that you wouldn't get the TV coverage and you can't do that. But why not just say these are our times, and if you can't show them, we're going to put them on GAA Go. We're going to make them free to air. Like, there's ways around all this if you want to negotiate it. But like, the best All Ireland finals that I've been to have been All Ireland final replays on a Saturday night, where the rest of the weekend is ahead of you. You're out on Saturday night after the game, and it's sensational. City's on fire. Like, it is genuinely on fire because you've taken it over. But no, quarter past one. Like,
oh, it's yeah.
You know, the Cork hurling fraternity, man of the match of the season so far, Cork supporters, according to Tommy Walsh on Off the Ball Breakfast on Wednesday morning. I'm like, it's a very good point. They have been. Hard to be man of the match at 1:15 on a Saturday afternoon.
It does. And it undermines the TV audience and everything as well, because very few, like, not as many people are sitting around at 12 and 1 o'clock in the day to kind of sit down and watch a match. They will by 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
I'm with them. I'm with the detractors when it comes to this decision. Stick it under lights. Ger Gilroy from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.